Okay, we're up to Erev and Lamadala of an Aleph. I'm Roser Gzer, Mishum Yontov Shachali Yosachar Shabbos. The fact that one must bring his Erev the day before to the spot that he wishes to establish his Mokum Shvisa. So if he wished to bring an Erev there, he could bring it. Even though he didn't bring it, he's still considered as though he brought it there. That follows the same reasoning Rav Yirmiyah on the basket. Since one can tilt it, that's already one Svara. Okay, Aseve Niskaven Lishbos Birshus Arabim. If a person has an intent to establish his Shmakum Shvisa, Birshus Arabim, and he puts the Zerev Bakotel, Lamata Masar Loran Tvachim Erev Lamal Masar Tvachim Ene Ruv Erev. Niskaven Lishbos Birosha Shovach. Lamal Masar Tvachim Eruv Lamata Masar Tvachim Ene Eruv Eruv. It's not Erev, it's not Erev. Amai. Say Hoel Vecholin Toslavil Tochasar. Sam Ravir Mahacha Bemigdal Mesumar Askinan. We're dealing with a cupboard that is nailed to the wall, so it can't be tilted. Rav Mar Fiu Tame of Migdal She'ena Mesumar V'Hacha Migdal Arachaskin Dimam Teleporta Alzil Chutz La'Arba Amos. It will project beyond the Arba Amos that constitutes one's Mokum Shvis on Shabbos. Sahechi Dami, what's the case? Idi Kakafso Misna Laisei B'Chasta De Misna. If it's talking about a case where the cupboard has a window and one has a rope, let him bring it by means of the window and the rope, meaning let her lower the rope through the cupboard. That gets into whether putting an Erev in a pit, so on and so forth. Now, Pshita Rishus Yachid Ola Rekia. We know that Rishus Yachid goes up until the Rekia. So too, it goes downward, the bottom of the pit, even if more than 10 Tvachim deep. You have to say the pit is in the public domain. Kai Rishus Robinson, Kimta case. Okay, Mishnah Nos Nubarosha Kanabarosha Kun Hokundas. If one puts an Erev on top of a reeder on top of a pole, when the reeder pole is detached from its original place, and it's stuck to the ground, even if it's 100 amas high. Tell us we don't feel go me ama. I raise the Erev. It's a good Erev. More than talks about Ahu Pulmus. There was an army, a Pulmosa. Once came to Nardon. They took quarters over there in the Beis HaMedrash. So there was not enough room for the students. Rav Nachman said, Poku avidu kavushe, go out and create seats by pressing kavshe ba'agma, reeds into the marshes. And tomorrow, Lamachar, Nezel Nezel will go and sit in them there. Rav Aram raised an objection. He said, wait a second, if the reed was detached and then stuck into the ground, yeah, but not if it was not detached and not stuck yet. You can't do that. So Rav Nachman said, there in the Mishnah town with hard reeds, which can't be bent and used on Shabbos, unlike soft reeds. Okay, a difference between hard versus soft reeds. Another Mishnah, Nostu b'migdal v'avram avtech. If one put an Erev in a cupboard and locked it and the key was lost, so you're now unable to open the cupboard and access the Erev, it's still a kosher Erev. But let's say if he does not know where the key is in place, not a good Erev. Hab mokom echev, Erev mokom acher, where's the Erev's in a different place? The Braisa discusses a case of acceptable and unacceptable Erev. First of all, the Braisa mentions a case where a person placed food of an Erev Tchumen in a wall with intent to be Kona Shvisa in a Rishus Arabim. Now, if the Erev is at a point in the wall higher than 10 Tvachim, the Erev is no good because it's a Rishus Yachid, while the person who put it there is in Rishus Arabim. Now, if the Erev is in the wall below 10 Tvachim, then it's going to be kosher. The Braisa then discusses a case in which a person intended to be Kona Shvisa at the top of a Migdal that stands on a Rishus Arabim. And if the Erev was placed 10 Tvachim or higher in the Migdal, then it's kosher. And if it was placed below 10 Tvachim, it's not kosher. So the Gemara explains that if the Erev is above 10 Tvachim, then even if one tips over the Migdal to bring the top of the Migdal to within 10 Tvachim, the Erev's not going to be good. And Rashi gives two explanations for these cases in the Braisa. According to both explanations, the person intends to make this Makom Shvisa at the top of the Migdal. The difference between the cases is where he actually placed the food of the Erev. According to Rashi's first pshat, the person placed his Erev in the Migdal, that is on a shelf or compartment that was lower than the one in which he was Kona Shvisa, either 10 Tvachim high in the Migdal or below 10. If the shelf and where he placed the Erev is below 10 Tvachim, then it's a Carmelis, which is a different domain than the one in which he was Kona Shvisa. If the shelf and where the Erev is placed above 10 Tvachim, the same domain is a Mokom Shvisa. Next, the Gemara talks about Rashi mentions that even when one's Mokom Shvisa is in Rishus Rabim, 4 amas or more away from the food, the Erev is still kosher because he can carry the food to his Mokom Shvisa. If he walks less than 4 amas at a time, to carry in such a manner is not going to be Aser Midaraisa, but only Midarabanan, and therefore it's going to be Mutter during Bein HaShemoshes. However, in his second pshat here, Rashi explains that if one tips over the Migdal, it still will not help to make the Erev kosher, because his Mokom Shvisa will then be 4 amas away from the food, and one can't carry 4 amas for Rabim. Tosfos Rosh and the Ritva point out that Rashi's words are difficult to understand for two reasons. One, Rashi seems to contradict himself. Earlier, Rashi writes that an Erev is kosher even if the food is 4 amas or more from his makom shvisa, because he can carry the food in distance less than 4 amas at a time, which is only an issa derabanan, and bring the food to his makom shvisa. But here, however, Rashi says the Erev is not kosher because the food is 4 amas or more away from his makom shvisa. So maybe Rashi doesn't retract his earlier explanation. Rather, Rashi ignores the possibility that one could carry in increments of less than 4 amas, because the effectiveness of a particular Erev is based entirely on the logic of hoil. Since he could tip over the migdal, the Erev should be kosher, and only one hoil can work at a time, not a combination of two. In the case of the migdal, Rashi does not apply a double hoil and say that hoil that one could tip over the migdal and hoil that he could bring the food to his makom shvisa if he carries it in increments less than 4 amos. That's the maram. Now, the Mishnah on 32b says that food of an Erev placed in a tree above 10 tefachim is not good, but food placed at the bottom of a pit is kosher, even when the pit is 100 amos deep. And the Gemara asks, what's the difference? What difference there is between a tree and a pit? The Gemara says the Mishnah is referring to a pit located in a Carmelis. If the person wants to establish his Makom Shvisa at the top of the pit in a Carmelis, his Eruv in the pit is kosher because he can carry the food from the pit, which is Rishus Yachin. The first part of the Mishnah, which discusses an Eruv placed in a tree, refers to a tree in Rishus Rabban. If the difference in the first part of the Mishnah and the second part is that the pit is in a Carmelis while the tree is in a Rishus Yachin, the Mishnah simply teach... let me make sure I got that right. Yeah. Just reviewing it here, I mean, yeah, the kasha is still a good kasha. Meaning the first part of the Mishnah talks about Erev put in a tree, talking about a tree in Rishus Rabban. If the difference between the first part and the second is where the tree was in Rishus Yachid, so the Mishnah should have said the Erev is kosher when put in a tree in Carmelis. The first and second parts of the Mishnah would then fit. So why does the Mishnah change its discussion from a tree to a pit? So the Torah's Chaim answers that since the floor of a pit is difficult to access and use, the see Shabbos 8b, one might have thought that a pit is not a makom choshev, and that an Erev placed there would not be kosher. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches that indeed it's a makom choshev. The Vilna Gaon says that both the tree and the pit are in a Carmelis, and the Mishnah doesn't change the two factors from the first case to the second case. In the Mishnah, if the Mishnah means a tree in a Carmelis, then why did the Gemara say that the tree is in a Rishus HaRabim? Moreover, if the tree is a Carmelis, then why is the Erev not valid when placed above Pen Tvachim? It's mutter to take the food of the Erev from Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelis during Bein HaShemashos, and therefore the Erev should be kosher. So the answer is that now that the Gemara determines the pit is a Carmelis, one could assume that the tree too is in a Carmelis. But there's a difference between an Erev placed 10 Tvachim or above, and an Erev placed 10 tefachim in the tree. The Erev is no good when placed 10 tefachim because one needs to perform two acts of shvus during Bein HaShemashos to get it. First, you have to transfer from Rishus Yachid to Carmelis, and second, you have to use the tree, Mishtamish Be'ilan, and that's not going to be okay.